AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. ICE is defending the detaining of a 5-year-old boy in Minneapolis. The boy's father was detained. ICE's Greg Bovino says they are experts in dealing with children.
Let me say that again, experts in dealing with children. Not because we want to be, but because we have to be. Over those past 4 years, hundreds of thousands of children were trafficked across that border.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the Insurrection Act wouldn't be needed right now in Minneapolis after meeting with ICE agents in the city. A former professional athlete, Canadian snowboarder Ryan Wedding, who's on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitive list, has been detained. Here's the AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Wedding was among the FBI's top fugitives and faces charges related to multinational drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. Two people familiar with the case confirmed his arrest to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. An official says Wedding was apprehended in Mexico. The 44-year-old was charged in 2024 with running a drug ring that used semi-trucks to move cocaine between Colombia, Mexico, Southern California, and Canada. In November, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that Wedding had also been indicted on charges of orchestrating the killing of a witness in Colombia to help him avoid extradition to the U.S. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer wants President Trump to apologize for his false assertion NATO troops from countries other than the U.S. stayed away from the front lines during the war in Afghanistan.
I consider President Trump's remarks to be insulting and frankly appalling.
The president said he wasn't sure NATO would be there to support the U.S. if and when requested. More than half of the country is threatened by ice, snow, and cold over this weekend. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in mixed trading on Wall Street as a zigzag week full of tariff threats and pullbacks heads for a quieter close. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is heading for its second weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 332 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Intel sank 16%. The chip company's forecast for early 2026 fell short of Wall Street's estimates. Stocks got a bit of help from easing yields in the bond market. The price of gold kept rising and was approaching $5,000 an ounce. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock, and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza is officially available. Mendoza formally declared for the NFL draft. The Indiana quarterback led his team to the national championship Monday night. The Raiders have the number one pick. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.